This is Dr. Olivero dictating a note for Mr. Lawrence Gridley. The last name is G-R-I-D-L-E-Y. First name Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. Period. This patient has multiple comorbidities, like 30-year history of diabetes mellitus, morbid obesity, hypoventilation syndrome, arterial hypertension. And despite this comorbidities, the patient remains with a creatinine of 1.4, the BUN that is 25, and the serum creatinine and the estimated GFR that is 51 mLs per minute. This patient has a serum electrolytes that are with the normal limits. The potassium is 4.1 and the CO2 is 32. Albumin is 3.9. Liver function tests are with the normal limits. In the urinalysis, the sediment is clean. There is no evidence of white blood cells or disease, bacteria, or any casts. The albumin creatinine ratio is 16, and the protein creatinine ratio is 132. From the nephrology point of view, he's very, very stable. This patient was advised to decrease the portions, increase the activity, decrease the amount of protein intake, because the BMI is above 50. Number two, the patient has a diabetes mellitus and diabetes mellitus has been present, as mentioned before, for more than 20 years. On July the 9th, 2024, the hemoglobin A1C was 7.5. The patient was recently placed on Mounjaro, 7.5 milligrams per week. And for the blood sugar has been given Humulin R U500. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension. The blood pressure has been borderline, but this is a situation that is very difficult to approach we know that the arterial hypertension is associated to the body weight. Hopefully with administration of Mounjaro, the body weight goes down and the blood pressure gets under better control. Following over, the patient has hypoventilation syndrome and he's oxygen dependent. The BMI is 45. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. Total cholesterol is 154, HDL is 38, HDL is 38, LDL is 90, triglycerides 160. In summary, despite of the comorbidities, the patient is in a stable condition, and hopefully it will improve when he start losing weight. This patient is a candidate for bariatric surgery. I'm going to talk to Ms. Hannah Campbell, who is the endocrinologist. And we'll discuss that topic. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, 8 minutes in the documentation.